I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Millions of Christians around the world joined together in prayer yesterday for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says thousands of Christians have been forced from their homes or killed in the latest wave of persecution in Orissa, India. The situation's not getting any better.
Seven pastors who were bringing help to the persecuted Christians in the camps, they were arrested by police, accused of converting people.
You can help GFA's Persecution Relief Fund. Go to our website and click on the story. Next, E3 Partners is launching Operation Freedom Bell. The idea is for every Freedom Bell purchase, the ministry will send an American hero's New Testament to an American soldier serving overseas. The bell itself is solid brass, engraved with a reminder to pray. Deployed to the chaplaincies, this desert camouflage-covered resource also contains a gospel presentation and encouraging messages from Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, Beth Moore, and music from Travis Cottrell. And Turk 7 is an exciting television channel broadcasting quality programming to Turkish-speaking people worldwide. Turk 7's Michael Glenn says it's a good fit because the Turkish people are hungry for media.
They are second only to the United States in the number of television channels. So they draw in this stuff in an eager way, and half the population is under the age of 30. So they're more media savvy, more attuned to that kind of thing. Right now we're doing 4 hours a day in broadcasting, and our goal is that within 2.5 years, we can go 24/7 pumping that gospel in.
Pray that God will continue to provide funds and staff for the ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr, a great book to help you pray for lost friends and relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.